idea of Atmanirbhar Bharat can very well be materialized. One's development takes place according to one's swatva, on the basis of one's soul. You cannot put hybrid colors into it. You may train an elephant to play football, but it will not be considered as progress. People may even buy tickets to watch the spectacle, but still, it is not elephant's development. The progress of a lion does not lie in eating peacefully alongside a goat. This will turn the lion into a farce. A lion can only progress in the jungle. Therefore, when we speak of Atmanirbhar Bharat, we must reflect on these aspects too, said RSS Sarsangh Chalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat. https://u2.be/xzl1a848s38. Sarsangh Chalak Dr. Bhagwat further said, to be Atmanirbhar does not simply imply that India can manufacture everything, do everything. So far, the global economic trends have followed the corporate logic. Everything is centralized. Bharat's economic logic suggests that if we have decentralized production, we will produce in abundance. It further stipulates that to sell the production, do not promote consumerism. If there is a restrained consumption, and the prices will go down. Because commerce is the very basics of life in the Western countries, they are votaries of price rise, for which consumerism is necessary, which again is based on individualism. In this vicious cycle, all these things follow each other. This philosophy of consumerism leads to the problems that may cause great devastation. Therefore, being Atmanirbhar does not mean winning this global race. To be Atmanirbhar implies offering a new paradigm of trade and progress that assures material comforts, security, guarantees future life, and also ensures a feeling of peace and contentment. We will have to construct a new edifice, new systems that are in harmony with our Atma. We need to think about us by completely decolonizing our minds. Then, we can determine what all aspects of scientific progress that we must include in our vision. If due to ignorance we were following certain wrong practices, we should get rid of them. We will have to build a new way, taking in our stride whatever is the best in the world. However, the new road will be built on the foundation of our own values. Our vision has been, Sarv Bhavantu Sukhina, or may all be happy and content and not of survival of the fittest or greatest good for the greatest number. Happiness of all. If we thrive, so must the universe. This is what we profess. Therefore, after 2000 years of experimentation, the world is seeking a model, a path that will harmonize all things. We can find that path only through realizing our own Amta, the selfhood. Being Atmanirbhar implies relying on one's Atma. It is not about being victorious in the global competition, Sarsangh Chalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat added.